This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and I want to talk about short-term versus long-term marketing. Now, short-term marketing is things like, you know, placing an ad in the newspaper, placing an ad in Facebook ads, you know, sending out some flyers, doing some Google AdWords. You put it out there, you get a quick result, and that result is gone tomorrow in terms of you get the response and then people disappear, and you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get calls from that Facebook ad in 5 years from now, for instance. Now, long-term marketing is things, something's become quite popular over recent years, is stuff like content marketing. So for example, right now, I've got, yeah, I'm getting over, you know, or yeah, over 100 listens really to my podcast each day. And that's a long-term marketing because I can put a podcast like this one up today and you may listen to that, you know, very soon, or you may listen to that in 3 to 5 years from now or 10 years from now or whatever. So I'm putting that up and it's there forever. Now, the whole thing, that they sort of work in opposition to each other because they're, or not in opposition, they complement each other. They're almost opposites because if I do something for Facebook ads, it's going to cost me money, you know, to place the ad, and then it's going to give me a quick result. Now, the other ad is not, the other type of advertising is not free, SEO, content marketing, etc. It's not really free because it takes time. But it's not going to give you a quick result. It's going to give you a long-term result in most cases. So if you put some stuff out there, you're going to be building your authority. You might write a book. You might have some podcasts out there. You might be contributing to different, let's say, Facebook groups, that sort of thing, and building your authority. And in a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months from now, you might get a great, you know, some, you know, sales coming through. At the same time, you're building your authority for everything else that you're doing as well. So you've got the short term and then you've got the long term. And what I would encourage you to do is use these in tandem. So doing the short term, bringing in the leads for tomorrow, that brings in the cash flow. And meanwhile, you've got the long term stuff, which is really building up a really solid long-term, long-term business strategy that really holds you in good esteem. And the other benefit of this long-term stuff is, in 3 years, when someone goes to your website and you've been creating an article each day and throwing it on your website, and there's 1,500 articles there, and then they go to YouTube and there's, you know, 1,500 YouTube videos there, and then they go to iTunes and there's 1,500 iTunes audios there, who do they see as a credibility? You are automatically seen as a credibility. Same if you write a book, you might not get a great result. You put it in the bookstores, but someone might pick it up in 5 years' time and you generate business from that. So look at what you can do to coordinate both the short term and the long term into your overall marketing strategy.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.